Zap English, listening.
Level 2, Unit 12, Computers.
Este podcast de listening con inglés real se acompaña de un ebook que puedes descargar en ingles.fm.
Computers are now so common that we spend a lot of time talking about them. This means the topic is a good one to use to practice your listening skills, as we're going to in this unit. Listening Task 1. Listen to people answering the same question. What is the question?
As for computers, I think that my answer would be a lot different if you asked me this 2 years ago. The recent place that I've checked into using their internet, it actually times how much internet you use each month, each day, each year. So I think if you put something like that in your face, the answer will be quite different. So I do, however, have an online business of selling tea imported from China. Previous to that, I had an online business selling Apple computers for about 3 years. So a lot of the advertising that I would do, the conversations that I would have, the marketing, the research, whatever it may be, would all be on the internet. Other than that, I do a lot of emailing online because I'm usually away from my family or friends, so I usually use it as kind of a tool to connect with them. I also use the internet or the computer to make long-distance phone calls that would probably be free using Skype. Other than that, I use it to put pictures on and kind of the basic word processing and stuff like that, but I try to keep my computer usage down to only a few hours per day and only do what I really need to do on there.
I think I have a love-hate relationship with my computer because I can't do without it, but it doesn't do what I want it to do. It has its own mind, and I didn't grow up in the time where I could be totally computer literate. Everybody would always say to me, think like a computer, which is impossible if you were born in the 30s or 40s when I was. But I'm so dependent on it. I actually love it. I use it for writing, email, keeping in touch with family, Facebook pictures. It's a great tool, but I still hate it at times.
I've been using my computer, far more extensively since I have become an expat living in Thailand and having come from the United States. And this helps me keep in contact with family and friends. And I've taken it beyond that. Because of the lack of good films here, I have learned to download and burn DVDs. My computer, and now I have a cable linking it to my television, so I don't have to sit in front of an 18-inch screen in an uncomfortable chair. So my computer gets used a lot, and I Google the world.
Listening Task 1, Answers. The question was, what do you use computers for? Listening Task 2. Now listen to a conversation where people are talking about how good they are at using computers. Decide who you think is the best at using computers.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
So I'm Katie, and as you can hear, I'm sitting talking to Tom. And Tom, if I can tell you, is a bit of a computer clever clogs. He's very good with computers. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think I'm that good.
Oh, yes, you do. You know you are. He's very good at computers. You've worked in computers a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, for 13 or 14 years now, since London.
So we're a bit different because, I use computers a lot, but I only use them for a sort of a few of the same things that most people use them for, you know, emailing, word processing, looking at pictures, surfing the internet. I don't do anything very clever on them. Why do you like computers?
I actually got interested in computers because of the possibilities it was going to offer people years ago and the way it might change culture and learning and things like that, because I have a background in anthropology and travelling, and I became interested in how the internet kind of offered it was like a doorway to the world, you know. You could see places and almost travel online. So that's what initially at the beginning got me interested in computers. And also I thought it would be a profession that would mean I could travel, because you can work, if you can use computers and do web design and development, you can work wherever you want, really. So that was the main reason.
Yeah, I think more and more people are doing that now as well.
Yeah, whenever you, I mean, for example, when we lived in Thailand, there were a lot of people there that used to work from home on their laptop, you know, creating their own business or doing photography or video editing or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I joke about computers because they do annoy me sometimes, especially when they won't do what I want them to. And usually it's probably me making the mistake, not the computer, but because the computer can't tell me what I'm not doing or what I'm doing wrong, I do quite often end up shouting and swearing at my computer. So,
I've had that as well. Yeah. I think that never goes away.
But I do, they are. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago I had, I think, 2 days without the internet and it nearly killed me.
Yeah, it's
so
addictive.
We're used to having them now, aren't we?
Well, you see, and recently, in the last few weeks, I've seen lots of photos that people have shared on Facebook that are just photos of young people on their mobiles.
Yeah.
You know, where they're, and I noticed this the other night when I went out into town here. And everyone was, I saw a group of girls at a table, there were like 5 or 6 of them, and they sat down and for about 45 minutes, they were all on their mobile phones, you know, surfing the internet or messaging their friends, and they didn't talk to each other. And I was looking at it going, that's crazy, you know. What's the point? They're doing all their socialising through their devices and not face-to-face.
Absolutely, and I think that's the thing now, because it used to be that you had a computer, which was at home, and you had a telephone, which was for calling people. But now, I mean, most phones, or the phones that a lot of people have, are computers, really, aren't they? Or they work like them.
Well, they are. They are. They're basically small computers. And, you know, it offers huge possibilities to people in developing countries, for example. But at the same time, I'm aware and I'm conscious of having to create some way of shutting it down. You know, like I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and I check my email at 4 in the morning when I'm half asleep, and it's like an addiction.
Yeah, we're all becoming computer addicts.
Yes, we need to throw them all away and become farmers.
I hope not.
Listening task 2, answers. So, who do you think is better with computers? It's Tom, of course. He's an expert. Listening task 3. Listen to some possible things computers will do in the future. Which ones do you think will happen? Computers will drive cars, so humans won't need to. Order our shopping without us telling them. Now, do the speakers talk about these two things?
Hello, Claire.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're sitting in a lovely garden.
Yes, we are. It's beautiful.
At the back of a cafe. And we're going to talk about something that I know you are not actually
that interested in.
Yes, you're right.
What is it?
Computers.
Yeah. So if I say to you, computers, are they good or are they bad?
It's a really difficult question. Because it depends if you're asking me about computers or technology in general. I think computers and technology, it's a great thing, a really, really great thing. However, I think that the way we use the technology is a bad thing.
What do you mean?
I mean that technology, computers, allow us to do a lot of things. There are a lot of programs, applications that make our lives a lot easier. Mm-hmm. However, I think that the way people use them is very bad. People can become very addicted to computers. They become addicted to technology, yeah, and forget about real life. They forget, you know, to meet friends for a drink instead.
Okay,
you know, we contact everybody via computer, via email, and we don't communicate verbally. We don't talk to people anymore.
Well, that's true, definitely. That's true. But they do a lot. I mean, if you think now, I suppose this could be a bad thing because your banking, your shopping, going to the supermarket, it all uses computers and it makes it quicker and better. So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's convenient, you know. We don't have to go shopping. We can do it online, so it's very convenient. But I think that there's a risk to that, and quite often we don't understand the risks very well. Mm. You know, we are putting personal information into the computers,
That's true.
I don't know how easy it is for people to access my information. Mm. I trust that my information is safe, but I think there's a risk. But in general, yes, for convenience and to make things easier, now we use computers a lot.
And I think in the future, it'll be more and more because, like even now, for example, you can buy a fridge that knows what's in it and it will, via the internet, it can order your shopping without you doing anything. Like it knows how much milk you need every week and what you've used.
Really?
Yeah, and either they have them now or they're starting to make them.
That's the first time that I've heard about that, but in some ways I'm not surprised. I think that we're advancing so quickly with what computers can do, and I think that it's inevitable that in the future our best friend will be our computer.
Oh, I hope not.
I think that's where we're headed.
Mm. And there are other things like houses now. I watched a TV program where a house was totally computerized. You clapped and it turned the lights on.
Wow. Know,
I think they'll end up doing everything for us.
Yes, I agree. I think, you know, there's so many benefits, but I think that we just have to be careful that it doesn't take over everything.
Because if we still don't have the ability to do those things, if all the computers break,
we would be in serious trouble.
We would.
But yeah, I think, you know, in general, it's incredible what computers can do. Absolutely incredible. And to think now about not having a computer or how life would be different without a computer, it's really difficult to comprehend now.
Yeah, can't imagine it.
No, not at all. No. Not at all. No. Having to, you know, do everything manually or in a business environment, for example. Imagine that you didn't have a computer and you couldn't send an email to all of your colleagues and you had to go around individually and talk to people or whatever. You know, it's quite a difficult idea to imagine.
Yeah, and it's changed so quickly.
Yes, so very much.
That's why I asked about the future, because if you think about what's changed in the last 10 years, and I think change is getting quicker, so I can't imagine what they'll be able to do in 10 years.
I don't even want to imagine. I don't think there'll be many things that they can't do in 10 years' time, to be perfectly honest. And I think that we will be amazed at the advances that we see.
Yeah.
Listening task 3. answers. So, did we talk about computers driving cars? No. How about computers ordering your shopping? Yes. Well done. You've worked on your listening skills with real natural speech on the topic of computers.
Recuerda que en el ebook que acompaña este podcast encontrarás más ejercicios que te ayudarán a desarrollar tu listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye.